What? Yeah. Late LK at one young, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of On Screen. That's right, here at Nerd Soul Hip Hop Geek, we put it together and have a good time. Now, today we had episode 5 of Cloak and Dagger, and I'm on the fence. There's some people I don't know if I trust. I'm gonna see how y'all feel. So, big shout out to people in the chat. Thank you for hitting that thumbs up, all that good stuff. We'll get to y'all in a second. And y'all go in and start, you know, putting in, you know, what y'all favorite parts, people y'all trust, y'all see where the storyline going, all that good stuff. And I'll handle some housekeeping while you're doing that. One, Alan G's is trying to take a brother out. So I'm going to try to be as quick in this as possible because the Alan G's trying to get a brother. But we still going to get into this episode and have a good time, because allergies or not, pollen or not, your boy still got to represent for y'all. Number two, since we last spoke, I crossed 2,000 subscribers, and I can't remember. I know it's brand new. It's brand new. So I passed 2,000 subscribers. This week, I'll have another milestone, but I've had like 3 milestones this month. So 2,000 subscribers, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are brand new watching and you started subscribing, or if you haven't subscribed yet, still, thanks for stopping by, because it's super dope to see your sunshiny faces. Now, on top of that, big shout out to new Patreon subscriber, Tim I. Big shout out to him, and big shout out to Thought Crimes, who are also subscribers supporters from way, way back. So big shout out to them. Shouts to all of the American Gods people that are coming back this weekend, because we got enough stuff to talk about. Also, if you're getting your Avengers on, you know what I'm saying, you want to talk that review, it's spoiler-free up on the channel right now with your boy and Mark B. Donica. Now, all that out of the way. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my people in the chat. We got Nadia. Oh, Nadia, what up? Nadia, nice to see you. How you doing? It's good to have you up in the chat. It's nice to see your sunshiny face. You know what I'm saying? Up in here, what it do? Oh, snap. No, she put 2.2K. Baby steps. Baby moving up amicably. So, Nadia, good to see you in the chat. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up. You can hit that thumbs down, but if you do, I'm going to send Leah after you. You know Leah, we don't trust her no more. So, let's get into the episode. I want to start off with a big part, which is Connors and his mentality. Connors is someone who has completely changed this season, and probably for good reason. We've seen his fears, and we'll talk about that in a second, but just to see that actor make this move, make this transition into someone completely new, and remorseful, filled with regret, wanting to make things right. Someone who seems like they've almost seen their deathbed, basically, is an interesting avenue that I did not expect at all, especially at the end of last episode. And that's a big shout out to this show, man. Writing it like this, I did not expect what we got. And out of it, we get this guy who had time to sit in probably excruciating silence with nothing but his thoughts of horrible misdeeds to plague and tear him up from the mind inside out. And coming out and wanting to be different is something that I don't think Tandy expected. I don't think your boy, you know, Tyrone expected, or even Tyrone's father, because when Tyrone's father sees him, do want to put the screws to him fast. And understandably so. You killed my son, or from Tyrone, you killed my brother. But seeing a character like this, my question goes to you, you know, you in the chat, anyone in the comment. Could you maybe forgive isn't the term, but could you work with Connors to take down the larger threat? Especially after seeing Connor's fears, like you saw the Liberty holding his heart and him trying to continually put cuffs on and they weren't working. You know, so you see that he is being honest. This is where his mind is. He wants to set this stuff straight and right his wrongs the best he can. Could you work with him? Could you do that? Nadia Silver says, interior decorator side coming out. May want to think about putting some Nerd Soul branding art above that couch. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would, but I can't. Just trust me. I would, but I can't. But with that being said, back to the episode. Connors is someone who I'm excited to see his path play out in this season. And I don't think I could say that. Like, I really don't think I could say that in his old form from the last season. Like, if he came back being the same man he was last season, I probably would have been like, look, we just need to kill him, or just, you know, like, you know, lock him back in the negative zone or whatever, or, you know, well, not the negative zone, but you know what I'm saying, in the darkness, or put him in jail or something like that. But now I'm wondering if there's something deeper that we can discover in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm wondering if there's something deeper there. And it intrigues me a lot. Now, speaking on, oh, Lotus Scholar in the house. What up, what up, what up? Nice to see you. Lotus Scholar and Nadia, drop your favorite moments of this episode down in the chat, because I'll be getting back to them in a second. Speaking of relationships, missing half of herself is starting to plague Bridget in a very interesting way. I don't know how much longer she can be without her, you know, she's not whole. But I do like how she was able to kind of compensate for the things she could not do because she's missing another side of her, you know, to still help out Tyrone when it comes to going to the facility. And we'll touch back on the facility, but Bridget is someone who has really kind of grown on me as far as empathy is concerned. You know, I really feel sorry for her position because I see her as just kind of drifting along and not really knowing what she can or should do because she's not all right. She's not whole. She's not fulfilled as a person. So I don't know how long this will last. It may only last like one or two more episodes because we have 10 episodes this season. So we were essentially the mid-season finale. So we're like right at the middle. And I see this playing out maybe one or two more episodes, but I hope that she comes back together whole and comes back stronger. Meaning that she has learned so much of only being with her more vulnerable side. And then from her other side that is more aggressive, to learn more of the, you know, more of the vulnerable side in each side, like the vulnerable side, learning how to compensate for not having that vigor. And from the aggressive side, learning how to be a little bit more vulnerable. And maybe when she comes back as a whole, you know, as a whole Bridget, maybe she'll be stronger for that. Now, to the chat, Lotus Scholar said, the draft holding me up, but so far, dad MVP because they so Nola. Yeah, yo, the dad, hey, we here. He said, dad at the house, and choo-choo come in the door with a knife. Yeah, all right, cool. So let's talk about the dad real quick. It was good to get, I have a newborn. Well, not new, he's not newborn, but he's a newborn. So I have a little baby boy. So, you know, the father-son stories always get me. They always do. And he had the reconnection with his mother last episode or episode before last. So now we get a chance to see his father and what his father's doing, you know, building a new, I believe it was a cloak from the last season, I think, that he's finishing now, but that he had held for his brother or whatever. So he's building that or continuing that cloak, like stitching it and everything. So you see he's starting to reconnect with his past, putting the bad part of the past behind and building on the better parts for the memory and creating a future with that. And you see him trying to live his life. Son comes back and he is completely like, yo, you're supposed to be gone. Even though I feel like mom and dad should have talked, but we don't know where their relationship is at right now. We'll get on mom in a second. But the second he sees Connors, I was like, that's what a daddy does. You know what I'm saying? That's what your pop's supposed to do. Yo, he pulled out the knife. Like, what, look, hey, I ain't playing. Hey, you ain't got no protection up in here. So I did like that. I did like the reconnection with his son. And I did like even the father giving an opportunity to Connors. I don't know if anybody can trust Connors, but after seeing his inner fears and seeing what's really there, I think that he is making an earnest effort at trying. Let's see. Big P in the house. Yo, what up? Yo, Solar Gray is the man. You should check out Big P on YouTube, which is his channel. Back in the Deck Productions. Super dope. Great guys. And we'll be hanging out on this weekend for some Avengers stuff and some American God stuff. First cloak got ripped to shreds. That's right. Good point. Thank you. Nadia Silver said, that baby fat, I could chew on that leg forever. Nadia, you are a trip. Oh, man. But yeah, just a little baby. So, so the father is someone who I'm glad to see that reconnection there and seeing that the family is starting to come back together. Because speaking of family, you have Tandy's mom, who I think Tandy's mom is trying to move on in a good way. And it did seem like Tandy kind of caught it, took it out of context maybe, and maybe threw a little anger in there. But it seems like her mom is really trying to, especially since they've reconnected and been good, seems like Ma Dukes is honestly trying to make a turn and just kind of like, go back into life as normally as she could. And I like that reconnection on Tandy's side and Tyrone's side, because there's so many things that they parallel each other in that I really dig. And of course, with both of these moments or both of these cases or issues that they're going through, seem like they're going to dovetail, which I'm going to get to in a second. After we talk about what I think the big bad of this show is this season. And real quick, Lotus Scholar says, I like that Tandy's mom likes Ty, but Ty's mom don't like Tandy. I bet that's because she see her old self in Tandy. Ooh, interesting. Now, we know she called out Tandy for stealing her badge. Like, we remember that. She was like, my badge went missing after she came by. I ain't no fool. And then Tyrone tried to be like, oh, maybe it just disappeared. Now, look, hey, your mama wasn't born at the age she is now. All right? Your mama done lived her life. All right? Your mama ain't stupid. She know that girl took her badge. You know what I'm saying? But and plus in jobs like that, you could probably get security to tell you when the badge has been swiped. So, I mean, your mama ain't dumb. oh, man. But with that said, you have the big bad who I think is, essentially kind of like institutionalized, kind of like places of power, i.e. structures, kind of like Blue Brotherhood, white supremacy kind of thing when it comes to like the justice system, law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. You have that. And then you have human trafficking. And I think both of these that both of our protagonists are dealing with are going to dovetail back together, because I do think that, of course, the path of the human trafficking is going to lead back right to, Connor's uncle. Because if Connor's uncle is as connected and as deep and as strong and as well-known, as powerful as he says, there's no way human trafficking is going on in his city without him knowing who it is. So I think these are both going to dovetail back together. Now, with that said, Tandy Wiley. Yeah. Tandy Wiley, yo. Bippy said, Miss Johnson is no joke fine. Yo, no comment, but I'll say this. No comment. So with that said, Tandy bugging, man. Like, for her to set up Tyrone in this situation where he has to come in, it seemed like he's sort of like he's the boyfriend that's beating her and all that stuff. Yo, you can't throw him. Yo, you got to give me a heads up. That's all I'm saying. Give me a heads up. Let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You, bruh, you just going to air me out like this. That's what you're going to do. We supposed to be cool. We supposed to be, you know, we got powers together. They work together. We've been strong, leaning on each other's shoulders. And I've been your rock and you've been my rock. And you going to do me like this? Really, though? So, Tandy, I like the fight that she's fighting. Not particularly how she's fighting it. Because how she's fighting it is going to get her into trouble, i.e. with her friends or her friend, because not like she got me. And let's be honest, she got Bridget and Tyrone, that's it. But Tyrone already, he kind of like, she rubbed off on him wrong in the last episode, and this one was tough, man, when she did him like that. I was like, wow. Like, she went kind of back to her using ways, which I thought was kind of messed up, especially for Tyrone. Like, I guess it's because you never think it's going to go at Tyrone, especially what they've been through already in this season. With that said, I like the fight she's fighting, but her overzealous nature is going to get her into a lot of trouble, like we see with this woman named Leah, who now we know is like public enemy number one. First, you mad wrong for preying on women where you're preying on them at. Like, not only are you preying on women, but you're preying on women that are coming to get, you know, like group therapy help and stuff. You come in there? Really? So you like the lowest of the low. Like, you really, like Leah, like, you just got to choke Leah real slow and watch the life. All right, you know what? That's wrong. I'm not going to go that far, but maybe she could take her out. Now, Big P says, agree. I only don't hate Tandy because she's 16. Teenagers can't think long term. You know what? Okay. You know what? You're right. You're right, Solar. I'll ease it up. I'll reel it in a little bit. We're not going to reel it in all. I'm not going to reel it all. A piece. I'll step back. With that said, it was nice to see the Hadouken again up at the grill house. It was nice. It was nice to see that Hadouken. She was like, ah. All right. Maybe it wasn't exactly like that, but it was close. So it was cool to see the Hadouken. It was cool to see that she can handle herself a little bit better, you know what I'm saying, with the hand to hand. Here's what I'm mad about that scene. I would have liked to see her burn the grow house to the ground. Yeah. I think I would have liked to see that. I think I would have liked to see her burn it to the ground. I think it would have sent a message not only to his customers, but to the people that finance him, to let them know that, you know, kind of like a storm is coming. But, you know, of course, either, you know, other storylines they got planned or, you know, budgets, all that stuff. You know, we can't be just burning down whole places. We ain't got money like that. All right, just cloak and dagger. All right, ease it up, Michael. You know what I'm saying? Look, all right, the nerd's whole budget is different than the cloak and dagger budget. But I would have liked to see her set that place ablaze and watch it burn to the ground. I would have been extremely happy with that. Solar says, Kamehameha. Oh, man. Nadia Silver, she's a trip. And yeah, Lotus Scholar says, I wanted some destruction. Yeah, I think we needed more than just her beating up those guys. I think we needed a little bit more, but we'll see how this plays out, because now, since your girl Leah, you know, turncoat Leah, you know what I'm saying? She out here tasing people, you know what I'm saying? Putting them in the ambulance, the human trafficking ambulance. Here's where you messed up though, Leah. Your girl got powers, and her friends got powers, and you the last one her friend saw you with. I mean, saw her with. So how long you think that gonna last? How long you think that gonna last? Didn't think about, you didn't think about that, did you? Well, guess what, Leah? You're going down. You know what I'm saying? Down, going down to Chinatown. But anyway, that's it. Slide out of the way. Because we didn't just have the grow house. Had to get that key. So, well, my last thing I want to touch on is you got to give it to your boy Tyrone for hitting you off with the Italian job level of sneakery. Yes, sneakery that went through all through the sauna or the resort or whatever he was at. You know, you got to wear white bathrobes and flip-flops and stuff. And here's the thing, though. Old boy went in there picking up towels, walking around. How that lady that walked by, how she ain't recognize him? Some random old lady just walking around. She probably been working there 10, 12 years. You ain't never seen Tyrone in your life. You just going to walk by. You ain't ask no questions. But at the same time, she might be like, don't ask, no questions. So you never know. She might be like, look, hey, look, my job is to carry the bath salt and the lotion from here to there. My question is not to play security for this establishment. So she might have been like, hey, it's a new dude, but I don't know, because I ain't going front. If I was working, I'd be like, I don't know. Look, don't ask me who it was or why they was there, because I ain't worried about that. I ain't caring. So maybe, you know what? Maybe she was like, psh, I don't know. Ain't my job. But she looked at him. I'm like, don't you know he don't work there? But like, how long have you, are you both new? But at the same time, she might be like, look, my name Bennett. Big P said we all look alike, remember? Yeah, but we ain't supposed to all look alike to each other. but yeah, she was probably just like, look, psh, I don't know. Hey, look, my job is to go restock the robes. I'm gonna restock the robes. I ain't got nothing to do with y'all. But I did like to see the further handling of both of their powers. And Tyrone here, you know what I'm saying? He's like, cool. I'm going to get the keys, whoosh, in the building, whoosh, up in the tub. And then, well, not the tub, the sauna thing. So he's in the sauna, and he was like, I'm going to get them keys. Like, ah. And then dude woke up. He was like, huh? And he was like, whoosh, whoosh. He ninja vanished on him. He ain't even see. So Tyrone, big shout out to you. Thank you so much for coming through and doing what you do. Leveling up on your powers. Level up, level up. That's what we like to see. You know what I'm saying? You got Tandy. She like, level up, even though she also leveled down because she got tased. But then you got Tyrone. He like, level up. He ain't leveling down because he's still up. Then on top of that, he banged on the door with his dad. His dad was like, huh? You know, when you got blind, you got to go like this. So his dad was like, and then he like snuck around back and took Connors. He was like, yo, why you lying? Now, with that said, I like the fact that it seems like Connors is for real. It does. Seems like he's for real. So maybe our team this season ends up being a weird meshing of Bridget or Tyrone, Tandy, Bridget, Mina, and Connors? Weird. But strange bedfellows make for great TV. So with that said, my MVP will have to go to Pops because he pulled out the blade, no questions asked, straight at top. MVP for this episode, Pops. Got to go to Pops. MVP number two, go to Ma Dukes, because Ma Dukes was like, Erykah Badu had Mama's gun sitting right there. She was like, what? what? So she had the revolver ready. Got to give her props for that. Ma Dukes ain't playing no more. So, you know, Mom and Pops, They staying real. They staying strong. They protecting the homestead. Where you guys at? Where you guys think we're going to end up with Connors and Bridget when she becomes cold, when she becomes whole again, which I think is coming in like an episode two tops. Where do you think we end up with them? Because I think Connor's just because Tyrone has semi accepted Connor's apology and his, I guess, current work towards fixing things doesn't mean Bridget has to accept it. So we'll see. But big shout to the chat. Nadia, so Nadia was like, that's when it was, I didn't do ish, didn't see ish, and don't want to know ish. You know what, Nadia, you right. Like, look, he's like, did you see something? See what? The person over there. What person over there? He's standing right there. Where? Like, all you got to do is just keep be like, look, lie till you die. Oh, man. Then, yeah, Big P, enemy of my enemy is my friend. Connor's going to die, put them back together. Yeah, it's like we got Connors, but now, you know, we do have a larger threat in place, which is the system set up around New Orleans and this human trafficking. Is it going to be a situation where, well, Connors can wait? Connors still going down, but Connors can wait. So yeah, guys, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you down in the comments. Let's talk Cloak and Dagger. We got a whole week to the next episode come up, and I am, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready. I see the plans dovetailing, going to dovetail together. I like where Tandy's going. I like where Tyrone's going. This show is straight flames. This show has been flames since season one, man. I just love, they're doing a lot of stuff on this show. Like I said, that you would not expect on Freeform. Because, all right, if someone told you Freeform, all right, Freeform is a show for teens and young adults. You wouldn't expect the kind of character building you're getting here. You would expect the kind of shows, this is no diss, you would expect the kind of shows that you got on the CW like in the late 90s. That's what you would expect. But there's a lot of shows on Freeform that are getting deeper and more character-driven than your average, you know, drama on network television. I gotta give it to Freeform in general, and then also Cloak and Dagger. They're setting off some flames. Lotus Scholar says Ty gonna be with Tandy. She wasn't in a white dress for nothing. You think Tandy, like, you think I got dressed up for like this for nothing? You think I got all flyed up like this? All right. Like this for nothing, went out and bought a brand new dress just to chill. So, or maybe that's one of her hopes. Maybe one of her hopes subconsciously is to end up with Tyrone, and he, you know, he's an officer, and she's, I don't know, I guess working like the private sector side. So he's doing like the law side, she doing the private sector, and they happy and all the families together, her dad's still alive and all that. Maybe that's one of her, you know, subconscious hopes, you know, because she did get knocked out. She's like, homegirl went down. So maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. Lotus Scholar said better than Riverdale. Oh boy. Riverdale is, whoo, it's not for me. So with that said, this weekend we got some cool stuff coming up. We got American Gods finale, me and Solar Gray. You can check him out, Back in the Deck Productions. Super cool. And we might, Solar, maybe we should do something on your boy Matt Sweeney. I'm not sure. I don't know. Some people have asked me, and I'm like, I don't know. We'll think about that. Then also, I got Avengers Endgame. We're going to do a spoiler review. That'll be up probably on Monday. I'm going to try to give people a whole weekend to actually see it. I know everybody in the world is going to see it this weekend, so there ain't no reason to have to wait. So on Monday, that'll happen. Then just reminding you guys, celebrate your boys. Send me some love. Share me out. Hit that thumbs up. Past 2,000 subscribers. That's cool. Big shout out to everybody that came through to Nerd Soul Comic Kickback. Also, April 26th, I will be 3 years in the making for Nerd Soul. Super dope. So with that said, we got Avengers, we got American Gods, we got some cool comic book stuff coming your way with your girl, hopefully, MD Marie. We'll see. And besides that, next week we'll be getting back into our regularly scheduled programming. Like Sunday, we have Lounging with Marquita. We'll be running down all the news, Twitter trending and crazy politics and social issues and all that fun stuff. So before I bounce, of course, THATNERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, tons of cool stuff. Guys, thank you for hanging out with me. Big shout out to the chat. Nadia Silver, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. You know what? Nice to meet you. Lotus Scholar, great to see you rolling through. Your boy Solar Gray in the house representing. So Nadia, she said Lotus Scholar, like totally unnecessary with all the abs. I guess you gotta have abs sometimes. Just chilling with abs. Now, you know what? I'm not gonna dog people with abs. Here's why. If I had like Superman abs, like the you have the boxes in the middle and then you got the boxes on the side too, bruh, lie to you not. Shirtless every day. You'd be like, yo, nerd soul, you know it's like 500 negative degrees, right? And be like, whew, but I'm just so hot. Like, all right, maybe that's too cheesy, but look, I would be finding reasons to take my shirt off. Like straight up. Like if you know how, like, okay, you know, you've seen superheroes, they got the boxes in the middle and then the side boxes and then the box that leads to the, you know what I'm saying? If I had all that, yo, no reason. I'd be like, oh man, I gotta fill up my tank of gas. And it'd be like, why is his shirt off and taking the gas? Like my shirt off would be no reason, y'all. It would be out of control. You know what? That's why. You know what I'm saying? God knew. He was like, nah, bro, you can't. You wouldn't know how to act. Wouldn't be right. So with that said, big shout out to Lotus Scholar, Nadia Silver. Let's see. Big P, he said he may do a live stream on Lots of Magic in this episode. On this tonight, there's Lots of Magic in this episode. Yes, loving the power and the voodoo coming together. Thought that was extremely just... I want to see where that builds to. I really want to see where that builds to, because we need to get Auntie and Evita back into the, you know, back into the fold. But with that said, guys, thank you for hanging with me. Let's talk more in the comments. Until next time, from me to you, thank you for hanging. Hit that thumbs up, because I'm telling you, I lie to you not. If you hit that thumbs down, then I'm going to send the bad Bridget. Yeah, that's right, Mayhem. She's going to be coming at your house. You're gonna be coming at your auto and your house at the same time. And you got a boat, Mayhem gonna come for that too. So you don't never wear, nowhere it's coming. But for me to you, thanks for hanging out. Super duper fun. And until next time, peace.